This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 366 up 1¾. March, 372¾ up 3¼. May, 378¼ up 3½. January soybeans, 875¼ up 11½. March, 877¾ up 11½. May, 884 up 11¾. December wheat, 479¼ down 5. March, 487½ down 1. May, 492½ down 1/4. December oats, 244¼ down 5¼. March, 236¾ down 1¾. December soybean meal, 284.80 up $1. January, 285.50 up 160. March, 287 up 210. December soybean oil, 28.89 up 58. January, 29.21 up 62. March, 29.47 up 63. Time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Wednesday afternoon. A record high in ethanol production last week added strength to corn prices, while commercial buying advanced soybeans. Wheat futures were mixed going into the holiday weekend. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 344 to 360, while soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 839 to 870. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 350 to 376, and soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 860 to 885. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 3 cents at 354 to 379. Soybean bids gained 12 to 14 cents at 863 to 880. And the wheat bids ended steady to 5 cents lower at 377 up to 429. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 cents stronger at 890 to 895. Basis ended steady on Wednesday, ranging from 15 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $279.50 to $300.50 per ton, up $1.60, with basis steady ranging from 6 under to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at $3.68 to $3.92, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 26 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at 363 to 376, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 3 under to 10 over the December. Soybeans up 12 to 15 cents on Wednesday, range from 881 to 890, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 6 to 15 over the January. And new crop wheat prices up a penny at 424 to 454, with basis steady at 74 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 6 cents stronger at 380 to 385. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 11 to 12 cents with quotations at 904 to 905. Soft wheat down a nickel at 419 to 469, and the Milo ended 2 cents higher at 366 to 371. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 338 up to 361. January soybean bids range from 845 to 879. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 353 up to 379. January soybean bids were at 855 to 873. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, January corn bids ranged from 360 up to 384. January soybean bids were at 865 to 881. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois for this year, those bids range from 447 up to 473. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: December live cattle, 130.90 up 65. February, 133.05 up 55. April, 133.85 up 75. January feeder cattle, 165.05 up 37. March, 163.12 up 12. April, 164.72, up 15. December lean hogs, 58.87, up 165. February, $58, up 50. April, 62.47, down 17. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 22 cents higher in a range of $47 to $52.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $50.64. The Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weight at 25 to 30, 5 to 6 weight at 29 to 32, and over 600 pounds, 30 to 34. In the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts country buying points are trading mostly steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $34. A report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for yesterday had receipts of 518 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents lower, while slaughter cows and slaughter bulls were steady. Slaughter steers choice at 120 to 125. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 110 to 118. Slaughter heifers choice at 120 to 124. Slaughter cows, boners, average dressing at 70 to 78. Leans, average dressing at 67 to 73. Slaughter bulls, average dressing at $90.50 to $94. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, two weight at 191 to 214. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, four weight at 162 to 171. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 121 to 127, on a dress basis at 195, while heifers on a dress basis traded also at 195. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 377 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $71.72, which was $1.90 lower. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses are $204.09, which is 28 cents higher, while select carcasses were $193.76, which is $1.52 higher. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 112,000 compared to 108,000 last week and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 440,000 compared to 437,000 last week and 421,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thousands of jobs are expected to open in the next 5 years in agriculture. However, there are not enough graduates to fill those jobs. Purdue University and USDA report the jobs will be available in the agriculture, food, and natural resources sectors. Some 60,000 jobs are expected to open up each year over the next 5 years. CropLife says the report projects about 2 open jobs for every 1 qualified graduate. That's left USDA, private industry, and Grant universities scrambling to try and bridge the gap. Colorado State University, for example, is Colorado's land-grant university. Institutions that were originally established in the 1800s to teach agriculture, science, and engineering. Kevin Pond, who is the head of the Colorado State University's Department of Animal Science, says while enrollment in his department is steadily rising, the vast number of vacant jobs in agriculture and food sectors is partly due to perception. Young people don't think of it as a growing field, and further, many of the students are from urban backgrounds. Pond says it's 80% female, 90% urban, and the new minority is a white male from a rural background. Next, we'll hear from the Rail Service Director for CHS, Brock Lautenschlager. Brock and I recently had a conversation about rail performance and legislation that pertains to rail safety.
So in terms of rail performance, I manage the rail logistics for our grain marketing group. And I'll speak a little bit to what we saw 12 to 24 months ago and what we're seeing today. So 12 to 24 months ago, we were having a hard time moving product on the North American rail system. There are a couple of factors that led into that. First thing is that there was increased demand for rail shipments out of the North Dakota Bakken Foundation. So there's increased rail moving, crude oil is moving in rail, but also the supplies coming in. And then secondly, that area of the region, it was extremely cold for temperatures, and which negatively impacts rail performance. So where we're at today is the railroads have invested significant capital to expand rail capacity. We're seeing the benefits of that. Secondly, they've gone out and purchased new locomotives, hired employees to operate trains. So they have crewed up, and what we're currently sitting at for a rail service, overall grain demand's pretty soft. We're able to meet the demand out there with rail service. I don't foresee any major systemic issue within the rail transportation group right now. So overall, rail performance is keeping up with demand right now.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. And there have been some topics involving rail safety that have come up lately, one of those being positive train control. What can you say, or what can you talk about that involves that?
So positive train control, it's a new technology that the Class I railroads have are in the process of developing and implementing. But it's essentially technology that will look at the train speed, various trains moving across their network, and it'll proactively slow those trains down if they're on a collision course. So it's a mandate the federal government put out for the Class I's to put in on any rail lines that are transporting people, passenger trains, or toxic inland commodities. So, you know, overall, it's a good safety measure, I think, for the North American rail system. Recently, Congress did extend the deadline to have the positive train control in place in 2018. So we view that as a positive. The railroads have made great efforts and made good progress in terms of developing that technology and getting onto their system. And that extension was viewed as being positive.
Do you think that if this is implemented, it will be a positive thing for the ag industry?
I think it's a positive thing not only for the ag industry, but for the North American rail network. So anytime we can improve safety is a good thing.
Well, is there any other topics that you'd like to mention that we haven't already covered?
You know, at this point, you know, rail service is moving along quite well. We're waiting for farmers to start freeing up and selling grain. We're facing low commodity prices right now, so we're seeing stable domestic demand. But we're having a hard time competing in an export market as a rail industry. Eventually, products start coming to market and we'll be ready for it.
Once again, that was the Rail Service Director for CHS, Brock Lautenschlager. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.